Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Peter Meyer is here. Peter's a great member, long-term member, 12-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets. Warp Speed Growth is another one. He's leads the Meyer Group, M-E-Y-E-R-G-R-P.com. Peter, did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
That's
Thank
how you
for
find his website and all the things he does to help companies just like yours and mine. Peter, we're talking about value-based pricing, and folks, what the point of our series that we've been doing on this is how can you get closer to what motivates your customers, what's important to them, for to serve two purposes. Number one, obviously, to make them happy so they buy and come back. But two, to help you maximize margins. And Peter, if you said to me, okay, Jim, what would if you could do only one thing to help small business owners today, I would say help them maximize margins, because small business owners are not good at this. Because we're so intimidated by the big boxes and by competition. And instead of realizing that if we could really understand what motivates our customers, what they conceive, what perceive as value, therein lies more margin. What do you think?
You know, if I could, at the end of the show, give you one suggestion that has proven over and over again to give at least 25% more price, and therefore much more margin, per transaction, every time, I'd be happy to do that, because it works.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a big uplift in the price you ask, the value you offer, and the margin you gain just by doing this right.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to do things based on what we're used to from the past. And as you pointed out in the book that you just published, the past does not dictate the current.
That's right. So in the previous segment, we asked the customer, how do you define success? When we do business together, how will you define a successful transaction and a successful ongoing relationship? Now the second question.
Second question you'd want to ask is, what do they wish to gain from this purchase? It's a different question, because now we're talking about what they're going to be able to take home fiscally or psychically.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's for a business-to-business transaction, will it save them money? Will it position them for the future? Will it help them meet a requirement from a regulator or from their own customer? Is it something they have to do, something they want to do, something that, that'd be nice, or something that will really drive their business? If it's the latter, then that's the value you offer. You're going to help them drive their business.
Mm-hmm.
If it's purely to meet a regulation, the value isn't going to be as high, and you won't be able to get as much margin out of it. You want to put yourself in places where you give the best value to your customers. Not only is it better for them and better for your bottom line, it's better for your own sense of well-being, supplying things.
And when you
pose
these questions, when you get answers to these questions, going as you're qualifying the prospect, as you're in the process perhaps of delivering a proposal, this will help you customize the proposal for each prospect, maximize your own margins, and come near being successful. One of the most important things to be able to do to me, Peter, with business to business relationships, is to be able to customize a proposal based on, as you say, how they perceive value.
Absolutely. So you're not using boilerplate. You're actually talking to the customer when you do the introduction. And let me extend that to back to the tire store. I was buying tires for one of my older cars last month, and the first guy talking to me was very interested in making sure that I got the very best performance tire. The owner of the store walked by, said hi, we chatted for a minute. He turned to his guy and said, "So which car is this for?" He said, "For the Saab." And you know, Saabs are old. And he said, "That car isn't going to last long enough to justify those tires. Ask him what he wants. Ask him what he wants to gain from this purchase." And I said, "To get another year out of the car." And he said, "Well, that changes everything, doesn't it?" And he walked away, and the guy, the who was selling to me changed everything he was doing. He customized his proposal to me for tires.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about $10,000. We're talking about $400, but we're not talking about a zillion dollars, but we're talking about a much happier customer willing to pay more because he, with me, was listened to.
Well, and look at the relevance that they created there between the two of you. Look at, never mind the tires, never mind the $400. You left there thinking that somebody actually cared about and customized their approach to how you saw things. Where are you going to go next time?
Same place.
Yeah.
No question.
You're going to go right back. It's automatic.
Yep, absolutely. Jeff, the guy who runs that shop, he is my tire guy as long as he's in business.
Yep.
Because he listens to me.
Mm-hmm.
We can do that for all of our customers. By asking these two questions and the next one, we can show that we listen and customers will come back and pay more to come back.
And that's the thing that the guy that interrupted your conversation there, he realized that he wasn't in the tire business. He realized he was kind of maybe in the, he could have said, I'm in the peace of mind business. I'm in the helping you solve your problem business. But not in the tire business. It just so happens that he's doing it, that he himself is doing it with tires.
Yes. And he's listening to me and listening to his customers, and they will be more likely to come back and pay more because he offers not just peace of mind, but he offers the respect.
Right, right.
Absolutely. We all like to be respected.
MeyerGroup.com, MeyerGroup.com is the website. That's where you can find more about Peter. He and I will come back after these messages with one more question to help you become better at value pricing. Folks, this could be the difference in failure or success, or success and outrageous success. Understanding value pricing the way Peter is teaching us. Tintail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.